Okay, so let's jump right in. Today's message, family, it's a good one. As a matter of fact, that's why it doesn't look right. Let me get on back over here. I'm gonna read it from a new NIV version this morning. Here it is. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always be gentle towards everyone. Now, if this don't help you shift your morning, won't nothing do it. Okay? Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities. Okay? That means simply what it say. You got people that's over you. You got people that's in leadership. This is your reminder to submit. That means today ain't gonna be everything you want it to be where you work, where you live, where you're at. But submit and be subject to the people who have rule and authority over you. Your supervisors, your bosses, your team leaders, your shift managers. Make sure that you submit. Now, we're not talking about doing things that are the three kind of things that you want to stay away from in any environment. Things that are illegal, immoral, and unethical. We ain't talking about none of that. But make sure that that's what we're doing. This is a reminder for us all to submit to the rulers and authorities. To obey them. Simply do what they say do. And be ready to do good in every way. That's good. To be obedient and to be ready to do whatever is good. Be ready to do what's good. Like, we got to get away from being on standby. Like, having that little button that's attached to our emotions. Having that little button that's attached to our alter ego. Having that little button that's connected to our attitude, where we're ready to snap, where we're ready to tell somebody off, where we just on standby to lash out and be negative. But here the word tells us, for me to remind us all, to be ready to do what is good. If you're going to be on ready to do anything, having you know what? I'm going to be ready to do good. Even in a situation that ain't good for me or good to me, I'm still going to be ready. This is what it say. To be ready to do whatever is good. Not to be ready to go ham. There it is. Trying to reconnect. Sorry about that. Anyway, we're going to get this here thing today. To do whatever. To be ready to do whatever is good. Even when it's not good to me, even when it's not good for me, I want to be ready to do what is good. Again, even in the midst of a bad situation, I want to be ready to. My heart is postured to do good. Say it. What is good? I mean, I'm on ready to do whatever is good. That's it. To do whatever is good. I don't always want to be in a position to do bad. I don't always want to be in a position, let me put it this way. I don't want to always be in a position that I'm not ready to do something that's good. To do something that's good to somebody or for somebody. I want my heart to be postured to do good. And we all got to ask the good Lord to help us with that one. Because sometimes, depending on where we are, what we're dealing with, what's on our heart, what's on our minds, what's going on in our lives, we may not be ready, be prepared to do those things. All right? So remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good. Here it is, to slander no one. To slander no one. Child, it seems like people is on It's on the, they just on the bus now of where it's about slandering people. But we want to make sure that we are ready, that we are reminded that it is not in our benefit to slander anybody. Said, tell them not to speak evil of anyone. Nobody. That's people you like, people that you don't like, people that get on your nerves, people that's on your little hate list, your bad list, which we shouldn't have. But nonetheless, not to speak evil of anybody. Man, people left and right, y'all see it? I mean, I don't want to give it any more publicity than what it already has, but it's like when people get mad, people get upset, people whatever, bam, that's the first thing they do. They're ready to do is to put you as far down in the dirt as they can. But we have to, it's got to be in us that I don't want to speak no evil about nobody. Again, when my heart is postured and ready to do good. Ready, I don't want to speak no evil about anybody. Because baby, let me tell you, ain't none of us, mark my words here, none of us are perfect. None of us are without sin. None of us are without anything that we can work on to improve. So I know for a fact about me, I have zero room to speak evil of nobody. I don't have no room to slander anybody, because if anybody dig deep enough, here we go, if anybody dig deep enough, they can find out some dirt on all of us. Now, there's a different thing, them digging and finding dirt on things that you ain't exposed and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just saying that none of us have no place to be slandering other people, speaking evil. No, that's not my job. Reminded today for us to submit to the rule, those who have rule and authority over us. For us to be obedient, for us to be ready, on standby, ready to do whatever is good and not to slander people. That's what it says. Remind us that that's not what we should do. We shouldn't be trying to slander anybody, but what we should be doing is to be peaceable and considerate. This is the word, Titus chapter 3, to be peaceful and considerate. If we have that in our mindset as we go through today of being peaceful and considerate, then we won't have no problems. If people have something to say, they're just going to have something anyway. But as for me and this frame of mind, my frame of mind, M-I-N-E, and my frame of mind for me, I'm going to live my life trying to be peaceable and considerate. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people are dealing with. Even as you go on your job today, you don't know what they got weighing on their hearts. You don't know what they got weighing heavy on their minds. So it's important for us, instead of speaking evil about them, to be peaceable and considerate. Just like we want people to be considerate towards us and our feelings, that's what we need to be doing. Considerate, being peaceable. I get it. It's chaotic on your job. It's crazy. It's just full of confusion. Well, you be the one, because you are the one getting the reminder today. You be the one that bring peace into the atmosphere. You be the one that says to the rest of the people, hey, hold on now. Let's be considerate. Do we know what's going on in their marriage? Do we know what's going on with their children? Do we know what's going on in their house? Do we know what's going on in their body? Do we know what the we don't know these things. So granted, we all should be to a point where we are able to manage our emotions, but some people don't have that type of training. Some people are not educated in that area. That don't bring your stuff to work. But Grant, we spend a lot of time with the people we have at work. At least, listen, at least they may be lazy. They may be sorry. They may just be horrible people. Keep up a bunch of junk. But the least we can do, the least, the bare minimum. I'm not doing your work. I'm not covering your load. Maybe I will. But my goal, my job, my endeavor, what I'm going to be doing today is to be considerate and to be peaceable. That's what I'm going to do. Always be gentle towards everybody. Be a little bit more gentle. have a little bit more gentle attitude. Be a little bit most, you know. Come on, let's work on it, saints and family and friends and visitors. Let's be a little bit more gentle. A little bit more gentle attitude towards people and not so aggressive. Not so difficult, not so harsh, not so hard. Let's be gentle. Today, I commit to being a little more gentle today. That is it, saints. Follow me if you will. That's our affirmation for today. Today, I affirm or commit to being more gentle towards other people. I'm going to be a little more gentle. Be a little bit more peaceable. Be a little bit more considerate. Be a little bit more ready to do good. Because that's just what we need to be doing. Understanding, you don't know everything about it. And even if I did know everything about it, even if I do know all of the dirt, even if I do know all of the details, let's be more considerate and more peaceable towards other people, not speaking any evil towards them. Because remember, we're going to all have that day when we're going to need somebody. May not be today, but we're going to all have that day where we're going to need somebody. Listen, I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the Morning Shift, to where a shift happens. That's all the time I got for today. I see y'all back here tomorrow morning, same bat time, same bat channel. But the circumstances may be a tad different because, honey, if that wind blowing like it's expected to be blowing around about this here time, I am not sitting out here talking about doing no Morning Shift. I'm just telling you. But anyway, that's it. Again, go and be great today. Show somebody some consideration and some peace as you go through the day. It's on you. We the one got the reminder. Let us hold true to what we have heard. Again, be ready to do whatever is good. Till tomorrow morning, I love y'all. Peace. I'm out.